Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hola, and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad here, happy to be with you again on this Friday evening. Batman in the Batcave, doing his thing and keeping things real as he always does. And on the horn with us, as usual, Magic Matt Lauer is in via Skype. Now, we have to explain, Matt Lauer, that your sound, your quality is a little bit different tonight. You are actually on vacation with your family.
Yep, that's right, up here in Minnesota.
Minnesota. And how are things going for you so far?
Better now. Better than when we first got here.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if anybody else has ever had the pleasure of getting your room key and then opening the door and having another family in your room. While your whole family standing there with all of our bags right outside the door, and there was this guy and his two kids there in there already, and... little kid runs to the door like he knew we were coming or something, but I'm immediately closed the door. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I closed the door and I just kind of looked at my wife and neither of us really said anything because you just don't expect that.
No.
So I went downstairs to the front desk, and it gets better because, you know, at this point I'm kind of, my patience isn't where it normally is because we just drove 5 hours to get here, and
yeah,
the kids were screaming for the last 20 minutes. And
yeah.
And then I go up to the desk and I'm telling them about it at the desk. And the guy that was in the room proceeds to like follow me downstairs for some reason.
Oh boy.
And goes to the front desk and makes like this huge production out of it.
Really?
He was really nice about it, but he was less like, it was this huge joke. And I was the butt of this huge joke. And he's telling these people like, oh, you should have seen his face. Oh, you should have seen your face. It was just precious.
Are you?
He said.
Oh, no.
He said precious. And he's this big, big, jolly guy. And I'm like, yeah, I was surprised. No, you should have seen your face.
Oh, God.
He's laughing. The people at the front desk are laughing. The people behind me are laughing. It was awesome.
This is a story for Afkar. We will hopefully speak to him a little bit later. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned the word precious because we're going to get to that later. We're playing Gay or Nay later, and I think that that's going to warrant a question on the word precious. But I must tell you, too, I haven't had that happen in a long time, but I will say that, A, when I'm in my hotel room, I always expect it, which means I don't do things in a hotel room that I normally do at home. For example, I do not sit in front of the TV naked with a bag of Cheetos. I just don't do that because you never know when somebody's going to walk into your hotel room.
Ah!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, always deadbolt it.
That's exactly true. I always deadbolt it when I do get the Cheetos out. And the other thing, too, every time, although it rarely happens, every time I open a hotel room door, I always expect to find a family in there just because you never know when it's going to happen. So that's my rule to you, Matt. From now on, and I'm sure it's going to happen anyway, from now on, always expect you might find a family on the other side because you never know who might have screwed up at the front desk, you know?
Yeah, I will. That was lesson learned, and it could have been much, much worse.
Well, exactly. Think what you could have seen, you know?
I'm not worried about what the kids see.
Exactly, exactly.
You can't cover up three sets of eyes all at once.
That's true. So, well, I'm glad that you got the situation taken care of, and Now, are you? Let me ask you: Are you close to the jackhole who thought it was so funny? Did they put you in a different room, far, far away from that jingle ass?
Thankfully, far, far away. We were one floor up.
So. Good, good. Because yeah. Seriously, you don't even want to see. Because you know what's going to happen if you come across that guy at the pool or in the hallway or something like that. You know what's going to happen. He's going to make comments, you know, oh, hey, there's Precious. There he is.
You should have seen your face. You should have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been all, I would have relived it.
Now, exactly. Every moment. So hopefully you can avoid that jingle ass for the rest of your vacation while you're there. So, yeah. So great to have you along. We appreciate the fact that you're taking time out from your family vacation to be on my dumb show. So
no problem. Hey, this is vacation within the vacation.
I like that.
I'm locked in the hotel room by myself. They're all off swimming and.
That's awesome. That's very good. Yes. We appreciate it. And let's talk about all the things we have to talk about. Let's start, first of all, very, very briefly. The NFL lockout has officially ended. But I got to tell you, Matt, there was a lot of retarded stuff going on there at the end.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty to go around.
And I just, you know, everybody's talked about it, hashed it out. There's really no sense in us hashing it out. We try not to hash out the sports here. We try to make fun of it more than anything. But, I mean, seriously, how... I don't understand why it got so misconstrued. The players' egos were bruised. That's what happened. Is it not what happened there when the owners came out and said, well, we pretty much reached a deal. We've been with the players, you know, union reps and blah, 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 and we did this and we did that. And the players are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey now. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay, guys, well, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of just got their panties in a wad about, you know, they were somehow left out of the loop. But like you said, I think their representation was in on it. And
yeah.
You know, it's just the fact that the story was put out there before they actually got to look at the official, you know, notes or whatever you want to call it, that of what was going to go down with it. And they just got all upset about it. You know, players and their egos.
Exactly. And I mean, let's be honest. You can't have every player cannot be at these meetings. That's why you have these player union, you know, guys, these reps. And
yep.
You know, so it is what it is, guys. And the long story, you know, short, thank God it's done. Football's about to begin. And I got to tell you, I was sitting in my living room last night just thinking, thank God. I mean, we were going to have college football anyway, but thank God we're going to have the NFL too. My winter will be normal. My fall will be normal. Thank you, Jesus. You know?
Yes, yes. What would you do without football? It would be awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only positive is A, there'd still be college football, and B, hockey starts in October, but still, I don't...
Not the same.
It's not. It's not.
No, it's not the same. It's, you know, a friend of mine calls college football, and I love college football. Mm-hmm. He calls it minor league football, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, you can, you know, a lot of people will call it pure, but in, you know, in reality, I think they make more than some of the pros do.
Yeah,
if you go to the right school.
It's very true. I mean, it's a very good point. So, college football is great, but like you said, NFL is where it's at, and also it means we'll be able to do our special fantasy football league here. In the near future. So,
That'd be awesome.
I definitely you and me. You know, AFCAR, if he gets back to good here in Kansas City, is definitely going to be on board. And then I think we got a couple of other guys in mind that we'll have to contact. But I'm thinking we're going to want to wait. Here's the thing. I'm looking at the schedule. And it's like I got to be wise about when we do this. I don't want to get myself caught where I'm like not doing a show the week we need to do the draft. Do you happen to know in front of you, does the season start before Labor Day or after Labor Day?
It's after.
Good. Perfect.
The exact date, I don't know. But
okay.
Like around 9/11, even.
I think it is like 9/10 or 9/11. Yeah, something like that. So that's good because we can probably just do the draft the Friday before the season starts. Although there might be a game on that Thursday, but
yeah, it won't matter.
Screw
early.
It. Yeah, we'll figure it out. No big deal. Yeah. So now to switch to baseball real quick, baseball Hall of Fame notes. A couple of things I wanted to mention. First of all, Roberto Alomar. Okay, what? I don't understand how this guy got in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I do, but I don't. I mean, I understand why he's there. But if I was going to take one guy out of the Hall of Fame or not put him in the Hall of Fame on principle, Roberto Alomar, Pete Rose. Pete Rose, Roberto Alomar. I mean, what's the first thing you think of when you think of Robbie Alomar?
The spit.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and I can't tell you how much that irked me even 15 years ago when it happened. It was so disgusting. It was terrible. And of course, now it's okay because they're friends.
Well, it's like you could have done anything in the past as long as it wasn't steroids and you'll get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You could spit in an umpire's face.
Or bet on baseball.
Bet on baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, I guess, you know, Stat-wise, he probably measures up, but was this his first crack?
I honestly don't know.
His first vote? Might have been his first vote in, and I don't understand, even if it's his second, how Roberto Alomar is a first ballot or second ballot guy when I think Ryan Sandberg had to wait 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
And let's not forget Bill Buckner, damn it.
Bill Buckner.
Okay, I know he didn't get 3,000 hits, but come on already, you know?
There's a lot of should-be guys out there, and well, I grew up watching Roberto Alomar, and I just didn't strike me as a Hall of Famer.
I would agree. I would agree. And I just, and that's the biggest problem I have with the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a joke. It's almost as much of a joke as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
That's worse.
It is worse. But, you know, the Baseball Hall of Fame, you know, they think they're so prestigious, and they have these numbers that you have to reach. But now they're kind of having to move away from those numbers because people aren't reaching those numbers anymore.
Right. It's like they have to regress their thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
And even then, it's like if you look at I kind of get a kick out of looking at the vote percentage of these guys when they get to go. And go back and look at some of those. And you look at – let's take George Brett for an example, being Kansas City guy. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even on 100% of the ballots. He was like 99 points.
Wow.
Something.
See, I didn't know that.
Who doesn't vote for George Brett? I mean, he almost hit 400. He won the MVP, World Series. He's one of four guys with like 300 homers, a 300 career average, 3,000 hits, and – there's some other statistic in there too. One of four guys in history,
and
somebody thought, "Well, I'm not putting him in first ballot."
Yeah, who was that? You know,
and I had no idea. That's what bugs me about is some of these old fart writers that they think it's such a prestigious club that you can't vote anybody in first crack.
And let's not forget too that George Brett was perfectly capable of playing with hemorrhoids as well. And I mean, he did, and you got to give him credit for that. I remember that. I was just a kid, and I remember that very well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Really, it's doubly amazing when you think of it that way.
It really is. And now, speaking of Royals and Hall of Fame, now, a lot of talk this week. I know you haven't been in Kansas City, but I don't know if you heard this or not, but Johnny Damon, of course, the Royals were in who's he playing for now? They were in Tampa.
Was in town.
And so Tampa was in town. And of course, Kansas City can't keep their, you know, the Kansas City media can't keep their face off of Johnny Damon because he's Johnny Damon. And I, by the way, never been a Johnny Damon fan. In fact, I've renamed him Jenny Damone because I just don't like him. I mean, I just never liked him. When he was here, I thought he was, and this is not necessarily a reason to not like a guy, but you know, you have your reasons. You just have your moments with people, famous people. Mm-hmm. I don't like the guy, or I like the guy. I don't like the guy. I like the guy. Well, Johnny Damon was the worst interview I've ever heard in my entire life because the guy said, literally, he would say every 3 seconds during the interview. He was the worst interview I've ever heard on the radio in my entire life. And then he goes on to these big, great things, allegedly. And I always thought he was kind of a jerk off. And, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. I know I didn't know obviously any of him down there other than, you know, statistically, but I guess I read a little bit of the article about, I think it was in the Star, someone talking to him about it, and they asked him, you know, who you want to go into the Hall of Fame as. Do you want to go in as a Red Sox or a Yankee or a Royal? And he was basically said, well, you know, I guess I played the most years with the Royals, so I suppose the Royals. I mean, that's how I construed this quote anyway.
And
it wasn't like a ringing endorsement.
Well, and it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up, Matt, because you read my mind perfectly, and I'm glad we read and hear the same stuff. That was what I was going to bring up. Now, the Kansas City media, including Ryan Lefevre and Frank White, turned that into a Johnny Damon wants to go in the Hall of Fame as a Royal. Of course, he doesn't get to pick which team he gets to go in as, but that's what he said he wanted to do. Well, now wait a second, guys. Okay, wait a minute. First of all, he left this place because we weren't good enough for him, okay? Mm-hmm. Secondly, I don't want him in a Kansas City Royals uniform in the Hall of Fame. I really, really don't, because I don't think he's a true Kansas City Royal. George Brett, Kansas City Royal. And right now, Eric Hosmer, true you Kansas betcha. City Royal, blue and blue through and through right now. Let's hope he stays, you know?
Cross our fingers.
What's that?
He's going to have, let's cross our fingers. He's going to have a hard time leaving town with me, like clutching his lower leg.
Me too. Exactly.
Dragging me through the airport.
I may clutch something else just to keep him here, you know, but, you know, I mean, because he's hitting the crap out of the ball right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. But so I'm glad to see you kind of agree with me too on this Johnny Damon thing, Jenny Damone. I just don't understand it. And again, like you read the article. I didn't read the article. It sounds to me like the article got misconstrued and turned into some positive play to talk about good things about Johnny Damon. And of course, nobody's going to say anything bad about him between Ryan Lefevre and Frank White. It was kind of depressing to hear him talk about it. But
I don't know if it's even worth it. I mean, is he a Hall of Famer, though? What do you think?
he's borderline. Again, he's borderline like Robbie Alomar. And again, I think that in the long run, they should be looking at some of these guys from the past, you know, mm-hmm. Burt Blyleven's day, and even 70s and 80s, you know, that haven't made it, that should probably make it first. So at this point, I don't think so. I mean, I really don't. And
yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, yeah. We'll see.
No, I agree. So, I agree. I just, yeah. Yeah. I don't think so either.
Jenny Damone. So speaking of other weird names, Amy Winehouse, real quick, I established something on Twitter the last few days after she died. I mentioned, and it's funny because people were being so sensitive about Amy Winehouse, those Amy Winehouse fans that would get offended if you said anything negative about Amy freaking Winehouse. Come on.
Is there a less surprising celebrity death that you can think of?
Precisely. Absolutely not. It was between her and Pete Doherty. And I don't know if you know who Pete Doherty is, but he's been in the news, too, over the last 5 or 6, 7 years with his heroin addiction, too. He's a singer-songwriter, musician, and I made one Twitter joke that got absolutely no play that mentioned that Pete Doherty was actually found inside Amy Winehouse's hair, you know, and he was dead too. But nobody got that one, I guess, and because nobody knows who Pete Doherty is. But then I also mentioned this one that people seem to like, and I think you will agree. It was a very simple one, and it said that when you have a hit song that talks about how you don't want to go to rehab, you lose your "it's too soon" rights.
Yep. I saw that. I thought you were right on with that.
Yeah, thank you. And people like that. There's a lot of retweets going on. And the funny thing is, kcforum.net retweeted it, and he told me that somebody unfollowed him because he retweeted my tweet about Amy Winehouse. It's like, don't be so freaking sensitive, people. You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's... Come on.
Gay.
Come on. Even the most steadfast Amy Winehouse fan saw this coming and is surprised it took this long.
Yeah. In fact, I got to be honest with you. I loved her music. I've got one of her CDs on my iPod, and her other one I listened to a lot, and I loved her first one. And I was really waiting for this third one to come out, but it's been supposed to be coming out for the last 4 years, but she's been on a 4-year trip. I mean, you know? So I don't get it.
Me neither.
Yeah. So a couple more things. First of all, as some of you may know and may have noticed on bradwestmar.com. Oh, to back up real quick on bradwestmar.com, speaking of Roberto Alomar, there's a video that I posted on there a couple of days ago that shows this is how much of a jackhole he is. Did you see this video, Matt?
No. Huh?
Okay. On bradwestmar.com, you can see this YouTube video of it was a parade, I guess, for Robbie Alomar for the Hall of Fame thing. And some guy was holding the camera, and he had a Toronto Blue Jays Roberto Alomar jersey, and he was holding it up. And they had searched all over the place to find, you know, one. And they spent $100 on it or whatever. And they're holding it up, you know, while Robbie Alomar drives by waving, you know, in this parade or whatever you want to call it. And video camera on him the whole time as he comes right up to them. And Robbie Alomar reaches out, kind of signals the guy over, grabs the jersey, and they drive off with the jersey.
Oh,
kid you not.
You're kidding.
No. You can watch the video on bradwestmar.com. Oh. It's ridiculous. I mean, the guys that own the video, the jersey thought it was kind of funny, but they were videotaping the whole thing going, he took your jersey. They're laughing at it. And you see Robbie Alomar turn around and thank him for the jersey as they're about another, you know, 50 feet up or something like that.
Wasn't for you, idiot.
What does he need the jersey for? He's probably got a whole closet full of them from all 85 teams he played for.
Yeah, and you know what? You're in the Hall of Fame now. Yeah. Call the Blue Jays. I'm sure they'll be glad to send you one.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's
really weird. Really weird. But anyway, as some of you may have noticed also on bradwestmar.com, I joined the Big Dumb Fun Show on their show here a couple of weeks ago and had a great time. Now, I know that Batman knows this, and I know that, Matt, you're aware of this a little bit now too, and a lot of the former listeners of my old show know that I started in Pretend Radio with the Big Dumb Fun Show back in 2004. And it didn't last long because my ego was way too big for the room. And so about a year and a half later, I went and did my own thing, the Wild Wild Westmar Show. And when I started doing it, a lot of it was, you know, this spiteful thing where it's like, I just really want to show that I know what I'm doing. Because when I was on the Big Dumb Fun Show, I got a lot of feeling like they didn't really care, well, especially Frank, you know, didn't really care what I had to say. He was just going to do his own thing. So I kind of turned to them and kind of, you know, pretend like we were competing, and I would say things about him and stuff like that. So I went on the show. To, yeah, you know me. I was an a-hole. And I'm not now, though, of course. I'm a nice guy. So
you've turned over a new leaf.
I have.
Well, certain people aren't there anymore.
This is true, and that was definitely brought up. I don't know if you saw the video in the clip, but we talked about that as well. Yeah, it does help. And they, Gnurk and Venkman are great, and I appreciate the fact that they had me on. We did a lot of stuff, had a lot of fun.
You even, yeah. You even put up with a big vice of yours, which was pirates.
Yes,
pirate trivia.
Yes, and I got to tell that story real quick because they had me on for two segments, and we talked just a little bit about this show. We talked about the past and stuff like that. And then Venkman said, hey, you know, stick around and, you know, I'd love to have you do this trivia thing with the band Collapse. So I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. I got nothing else to do. So I sit on the couch and I wait about, you know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and they have us come back. And as I'm coming back, I find out it's not just like Jeopardy trivia, it's pirate trivia. And I'm like, oh, F word. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I got up in that chair and I'm thinking, okay, I don't like pirates. It's a well-known fact on my show that I don't like pirates. And quite ironically, one of the reasons why I don't like pirates is because the Big Dumb Fun Show likes pirates so much. So that's where it all started back on the Wild Wild Westmar show was they're on there and they're pirate stuff all the time. And I'm on my show going, pirates are gay. You know, it was just kind of started that way. And so I sat there and it was starting. And I'm like, Brad, what are you going to do? 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 And I put myself in Gnurk and Venkman's position. And I thought to myself, Brad, you've been on your show before and you've had people not wanting to participate in what you're trying to do. And I thought to myself, self, do you want to be that guy? And I said, I'm not here to be that guy. I'm here to make peace. I will do my best to gut it out and play along. And I hope, Matt, you've seen the video. I hope I did a fair job of faking it.
You warmed up to it. Let's put it that way. By the end, you did a good job. But at the beginning, you clearly were not having a good time with it.
No.
You clearly were doing something you didn't want to do.
I guess that's a good thing. So it shows that I gutted it out on purpose for the good of their show, because I knew that I would not want to have them do something bad like that on my show and not participate. Yeah. So
and I don't know if anybody else would have picked up on it, but you know, knowing you, I could tell, especially seeing the video.
Yeah.
I could tell, but yeah. I don't know if the average person would have noticed it though.
Probably not. Yeah. But I looked handsome. I looked handsome on the video though, didn't I?
Yeah. You look good.
Yeah. See, not too bad for a former fat guy.
Slim and trim.
Slim and trim, baby. Although I've put on a little bit of weight, but we don't need to get into my gay or nay. Talking about your weight as a man. Okay. One more thing. Well, a couple of more things. By the way, Matt, I don't think we're going to have time to talk about how we met. You're going to have to put that story in the kitty again.
We can do that anytime, but okay. It's a good one.
But I do. We may touch on it here real quick. First of all, though, last week on the show, we appreciate you listening in. It was the first time we've done this kind of thing. It was a piecemeal show where put together lots of different clips. I recorded some stuff from my hotel rooms while I was on the road and put a whole bunch of things together. Even had some old-time clips. People have been requesting my old BJ Bradley clips. So you heard those.
You used one that was...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it was the one you chose was near and dear to me because I loved the old Dairy Queen across from the station.
Yeah. I mean, it was right across the street. We had a Dairy Queen, and that's what those clips were about. And it was a cold, cold day. It must have been 40 below. And I'm like, I need an ice cream cone. And that was, it was very handy because our station and Dairy Queen had a hell of a relationship. I mean, that giant boombox that we talked about the first time you were on, that was sponsored by Dairy Queen all those years. And all I had to do was pick up the phone usually and call. So that gal brought over an ice cream cone. And granted, it was like the little thimble size one. I'm like, why did you come on? What's
that?
This
was weak.
That was bad. It was really bad. But I didn't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, so I didn't make too big of an issue about it. But
yeah. I made a lot of trips over there for us. I would stay late or just come down when you were working and I wasn't. We were just hanging out and.
Yeah,
I remember making a lot of trips over there.
And now, did we always get free food when you went? Or not?
I don't, maybe some of the time, part of the time.
Because there was a time in my career there, and this is the important part of this. I blame getting fat on two different things, okay, in my life. First one is my mom, because no leftovers. She didn't want any leftovers. Like, here, Brad, eat. And I love to eat. So I blame that on my mom, but I also blame getting fat on Dairy Queen and having Dairy Queen across the street from us, and they gave me free food every night. I was working the night shift, 6 to midnight, 7 to midnight. And I go in at 3 or 4 in the afternoon and do some other stuff. And then, 5:30, 6 o'clock, I roll around. And I had this girl over there that was in high school at the time. And I call her, pick her up and ask for her, Nicole, hey, it's BJ. Can you get me some food? Oh, yeah, no problem at all. What do you want? And they had the chicken tenders, and she'd make me a chicken sandwich with cheese and mayonnaise. And this is what my average night was. It was a gigantic chicken sandwich with cheese and mayonnaise and mustard. And then no fat there at all. And because it was deep fried, of course. And then the French fries galore. And then probably a gigantic pop, as well as often a giant chocolate chip malt as well. So no wonder I got to be 300 pounds plus,
Didn't hurt you.
No.
Didn't hurt.
And, nope. And free every night. I mean, that's the problem with free food. And
that's just it. You weren't paying for it. If you had to pay for it, it'd be different. But when they're just going to walk it over, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah,
then you take it, and then you get greedy.
Exactly, and it's also the reason why when I'm on the road more for work, as I am right now, that's why my pants start to not fit quite as well, because again, the food and booze is free. So it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, I can't stop myself. So I don't know when to quit at night. So I usually eat good during the day, and then get really out of control at night. But which is never good to sleep on a full stomach. But again, I'm talking about my weight on the radio. What am I doing? Stop. All right, real quick before the break, I do have to inquire briefly. I don't want you to give away the answer. But you've said to me before that you were looking over my tweets a while back, and you had said that you came across a tweet that reminded you of how we met. And you said that we didn't actually officially first meet at the radio station. So,
yep.
The first thing that came to mind, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and I guess you can give me a yes or no answer if I'm right, or whatever. Well, the first thing that came to mind as a possibility was umpiring. Is that it? Was it?
That's it.
Okay.
Yep, that's
okay. It. Well, then I must be on the right page. Well, good, because I could talk about umpiring all day long. So
yeah. When your tweets were like, what you were talking about umpires and wanting attention, and I'm always complaining about that, and I always say the same things about those umpires wanting to get themselves on SportsCenter.
They do, and they're doing it still all the time. I mean, it's just
it's brutal,
and I'm looking forward to talking about that with you on a future show. So put that in the kitty. Let's take a break. When we come back, I don't even know if we're gonna have time when we come back, we're definitely gonna do Gay or Nay, and we'll see what kind of time we have. So we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
Good Lord, I'm long-winded. I'm going to blame it on you, Matt. You talk too much.
Yeah, right.
Welcome.
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. I've got one important thing to play for you. Let's see here. Are you with me?
Can I have your attention, please? Will everyone please clear the pool for a short safety break?
Now, it's funny because the little noise at the beginning, Batman keeps thinking it's something over there. Did you hear
me?
Wait a minute. He starts dorking around with the mixer board. Don't.
You can hear him like shuffling around.
He was. Yeah. If you listen to the tape here, you'll hear him say, what the? Because I can hear you say that in the background. All right. Let's do some quick gay or nay. And then we got to give Mr. Afkar a call in Cleveland, Ohio to see what's going on with him. So a few things. First of all, do we agree seriously that gay or nay? A man using the word precious for anything, is that not gay people?
Absolutely.
Batman?
Yeah.
It's pretty gay. I mean, I don't care if you're talking about a baby. A guy does not use the word precious.
Only if it's sarcastically.
That's true.
Unless he's a golem.
A who?
Golem. What? From Lord of the Rings.
I don't.
Oh,
I,
okay.
I see, right. Again, I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry. Matt, have you seen Lord of the Rings?
I have seen the Lord of the Rings.
But I understand why you have. I understand that.
They're good movies. You better be careful. You're going to show up one of these days with like a life-size golem in your studio.
I've already got like, never mind. Batman's, we should just, seriously, next week on the show, when we start the show, I'm going to call this Batman's Closet. Broadcasting from Batman's Closet. Because,
turd.
No, I'm seriously going to shoot video and put it on bradwestmar.com after we're done with the show tonight, just so I can prove it to people. I mean, Batman, I love you, and I'm only making fun because you let me, but I got to prove it to people. I just have to. So, all right, so we agree on precious. How about this? Is it gay or nay, for a guy to not know what a fielder's choice is? Now, Matt, before you answer, let's go over to Batman, our biggest sports fan here on the show, and ask him, Batman, what is a fielder's choice?
Don't know that one.
Okay.
I do know, but I don't remember.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Matt, is that gay?
Yeah, I'm going to cut him a break. I don't think that's gay.
I agree. It's not gay. It's not. Yeah. It's okay.
Just because I used to play baseball, but I can't remember what that is.
You can't.
Yeah, you got to be a baseball fan to know that one.
Okay, a fielder's choice, just to let you know for future reference, is when the fielder has a choice of where to take the out. Take it at, like, if the runner's on first and second, he can step on third, he can throw it to second, he can throw it to first.
That's kind of what I thought, but I wasn't going to put my foot in my mouth.
Yeah, kind of like Schindler's List.
Well, the thing is, dude, I played center field, but then they moved me to pitcher, so I wasn't outfield, so I don't remember that phrasing very well.
Can't see you playing baseball at all.
I enjoyed it a lot for Damon Purcell Construction.
I do believe that it's true then, if you've got that down.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And your little league team, Matt, in 10, 11, 12-year-old?
This will date me a little bit. Stockyards.
Stockyards that no longer exist there in Sioux City.
Yep,
and I was the Elks Club, which I think is still standing there in Sioux City.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. It's still, got a few sandbags out in front of it now at the moment.
Can't imagine why. Yeah. Hope they're not still giving those little league kids the purple and yellow crappy nylon uniform that I had to wear.
Well, you know, there's no – the little league doesn't have sponsored teams anymore.
Oh,
they're
the
Royals or Rockies or whatever.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They've done that for quite a while.
I guess I knew that, but hadn't really paid attention. So, yeah, imagine what it was like. The worst part about being a 12-year-old kid who was about, 5'10" and 200 pounds was, was that when you wear the nylon purple and yellow uniform in Little League, things fit so snug that you see parts that you're not supposed to see, okay? And you see it. You see the size, and it's not good. It's not good when you're that small. So, you know, all my teammates, those uniforms fit nice and loose, and me, it fit snug as a bug in a rug, you know? So.
And you're always number 12, right?
You know, I was 13 and 14, so they had numbers even higher for me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the higher the number, the bigger the jersey, wasn't it? Kind of?
Yeah. The biggest jerseys were always the highest.
Yeah, fat guys always had the higher numbers. That's true.
Yeah.
Is it gay? This is a good one. Batman and Matt, is it gay for two guys to share an umbrella? And let's ask Batman first. Is that gay?
I've always felt like it looks gay,
uh-huh.
But it depends. I mean, if there's like, maybe nuclear rain coming down on you, some acid rain. I think, you know, it's a survival thing at that point.
Okay, but if it's not acid rain, before we ask Matt Lauer the question, Batman, what if it's just regular rain? Okay, it's not. We're not in fantasy world. We're not in Lord of the Rings here. Okay, so there's no acid rain. What if it's just regular rain? Is that kind of gay?
That's not so fantasy world, though. If you
All right,
I'll give you gay on that one.
Okay, what do you think, Matt?
Gay.
It is pretty
That's
gay.
Easy gay.
Yeah. It.
I don't care how bad the storm is. Yeah. I just pull my collar up.
I agree. I don't exactly. I don't usually get under an umbrella when it's just me.
No.
So yeah. I agree with that. So, all right. What about this one? Is it gay or nay to ask your barber about your bald spot? So like, for example, you know, if I was at the barber and I said, hey, what do you think? You know, I'm kind of thin back here. You know, is that gay or what? Matt, what do you think?
No, that's a nay.
Yeah.
Not for bald spot. Good.
Okay, well, and this is great. We want to get Batman's perspective because Batman has more hair than God. And I have a lot less hair than God. So we've got two men's perspectives, one who's got a bad hair problem, that's me, and then you've got Batman who has too much hair. So Batman, what do you think? Is it kind of gay to ask about your barber about the bald spot on the back of your head?
I don't think so, because let's be honest, a lot of people do worry about such a thing.
Yeah.
I don't really think that's gay. I think that's just being concerned.
Okay. I thought maybe you might have a different perspective since you have so much hair, but obviously not. That's cool to know. This is an interesting one. Came across gay or nay for a group of guys to go out for ice cream during the Chiefs game. I think that came from, you know, probably, you know, Chiefs game halftime, something like that. Hey, guys, let's go out and get some ice cream. And a bunch of guys, you know, during the Chiefs game halftime hanging out at DQ or something like that. Is that gay? Is that suspect? What do you think, Matt?
My number one vice in this world is ice cream. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with, I don't care whether it's gay or not. I'm going to go get ice cream.
I would tend to agree. I mean, I don't care who I get ice cream with as long as I'm getting ice cream when I want it. So
exactly.
I would agree. Batman, agree? Not gay to get ice cream.
I can't get ice cream because I'm allergic. So I need to be void from this one.
Now, when you say allergic, does that mean you're lactose intolerant?
No, I'm actually allergic to an enzyme in the milk that is not processed.
Oh, Jesus. It's always something complicated.
It is.
That's the worst allergy ever.
It sucks. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel so bad for you.
Wow. Wow. Do you know, have experience with that, Matt?
No.
Oh, you're just saying that that's worse because can't have ice cream.
Because you can't have
ice
cream.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you now.
I can't think of anything worse than that.
Gotcha. Took me a minute there. You know how I am. It's like, duh. All right. So another one, gay or nay? Is it? Oh, this is a good one. Listen up, Batman. Is it gay or nay for a guy to put a jacket on another guy because he's cold? Because he's cold. We must ask Batman first, although he's, let's ask Batman right now. Batman, what are you doing right now aside from playing gay or nay with us?
I am working on this. I'm working on one thing in Sam. And I'm talking to you, doing gay or nay.
Do you think it's a good idea to work on Sam while we're using Sam?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure? Because, Batman, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
It's okay. Trust me.
All right. Gay or nay? Gay or nay for a guy to put a jacket on another guy because he's cold? Batman. Is that gay?
No.
Okay. Magic Matt Lauer, what do you think?
Gay.
It is pretty gay.
You better have two broken arms.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, Batman, why do you think it's not gay? That's pretty gay sounding.
Yeah, but people do that kind of stuff like they do it all the time, like in the armed forces and things.
Oh, jeez. Well, we're not
talking about... I look at things different, I guess.
Black jacket.
Oh, God. We're not... Okay, look, I gotta bring this up. I mean, I get a lot of flack sometimes for, you know, bringing Batman into the show too much because I lay into him so much. But seriously, Batman, I got an email from a guy who finally heard the show the last time we did the name game. And he said, point blank, Batman... really knows how to F up the name game. Now, Batman, you're effing up gay or nay, too. Stop it.
How do I F up the name game?
Don't get me into it right now. I'm not going to talk about the name game. But seriously, just stay on point, man. Stay on point.
I'm trying. I'm just giving you my perspective, man.
We're not talking about Star Wars. We're not talking about Darth Vader putting a freaking coat on the Empire, okay? It's the Emperor, I should say. You know what I mean?
He didn't put a coat on the
Emperor. That's what I'm saying. But you're saying if he did, it wouldn't be gay. I'd say Darth Vader's gay if he does that, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Let me get that for you.
God, exactly. Yeah. All right. A couple more real quick before we give Afkar a call. Gay or nay for a guy to use a girl's shampoo. Now, when I say that, I don't mean shampoo that belongs to a girl just because a girl could just own a generic shampoo, but I'm talking about a obviously feminine, you know, for women shampoo. Gay or nay? I'm going to go to Matt first because I have a pretty good feeling that Batman uses a woman's shampoo. Go ahead, go ahead, Matt.
Oh, man.
It's tough.
That's a toughie. I'm going to go nay on that.
Okay.
Because who really cares?
Well, it's shampoo. Yeah.
Shampoo.
It's a good point. And I must tell you that there was a time in my life where I really, really liked the shampoo Pert, which is not a necessarily a feminine shampoo, but it's borderline. And so sometimes I like the fruitier, you know, women's smell in my hair, you know. So the good news for Batman is he can go ahead and admit to us that he uses a woman's shampoo. Batman?
I don't.
Come on. They don't make men shampoo for manes like that.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's by
Darth Vader?
No, man. See? See? Why you got to mess with me?
It comes in a little C-3PO container.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see
it. You can collect them. You use it up, then you collect them. You put them in your radio studio.
A little Jawa? Yeah. It's funny. I see he's thinking now. He's actually giving me a serious look thinking about it right now. It's funny. One more here before we call AFCAR because we are running late. I'm going to pick the best one out of this. Boy, there's one that's really graphic that I don't want to do right now. But here's a different one. All right. Gay or nay for a guy to say goodnight to a group of guys in a hotel room. Now, I'm guessing that one came from doing it like when you're staying in the same room, okay? Which, by the way, in itself can be suspect. But you know what I'm saying? Like if Matt, if you and I were on the road, we were sharing a room, and I said, okay, good night. Is that gay? Because before you answer, I've thought about that before because I've been in that situation. And you kind of say to yourself, am I supposed to say good night? Because you don't really know. And if you say you sound gay, and if they don't respond, you sound even gayer, you know?
You better hope they say it back. It's like telling somebody you love them.
Exactly. Exactly. So gay or nay, what do you think, Matt?
I'm going to say nay because it's natural reaction.
Mm-hmm.
If it's odds are it's a rarity. It's, you know, you're either with a group of guys for a football game somewhere,
share
a hotel, or like you said, it's business or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a rarity. You're used to saying it to you and your wife or kids every night.
Yeah.
It's probably an accident.
Yeah. Well, and it's right. It's a natural reaction. It's natural to say something like that. And good intentions. That's, I think, probably the most important thing. Batman, now we got to check with you, too, because I'm sure you spent a lot of time sharing hotel rooms with men. So please tell me, what is your thought on this particular one?
I've never really shared hotel rooms with men, so I can't give you much.
Okay. Fine. That's good because I don't want to receive much either. So,
only one time with the band, and that was horrendous.
Well, that's what I figured. With all the stuff you do, I figured you probably had shared.
I did it once, and I never did it again because it was horrendous.
It's probably not a good idea. I think the last time I did it, and I mean the last time in a long time, was at JJ's wedding. JJ the Polak, who still has yet to be on our show and actually has twins coming here this Friday, and we'll probably never hear from him again. So, oh well. Yeah, exactly. But it was his wedding, and we had to share a hotel room. I shared a hotel room with his friend, and unfortunately, I was drunk out of my mind and couldn't sleep because of it, which is weird. Normally, people fall asleep, but me, it doesn't work that way. And his friend snored all night long. So it was not a good night for me. And I woke up with a terrible hangover and couldn't eat breakfast. But and that was right after we ended the Wild Wild Westmar show. So I never got to tell that story. But I just told the shortened version because we need to take a break and we need to talk to our friend AFCAR. And we need to wrap up the John Follies. We need to tell. Now, I know, Matt, I know you and Batman already know the ending. But you'll play along with me because AFCAR doesn't know, and I know that Jared was really, really wanting to know what was going on with this John guy. So we'll get AFCAR on the horn here in just a moment. We'll take a break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
What time you got?
4:00.
Oh! second one got me. I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a...
What's this?
4 o'clock. Martini time.
We can't drink. It's daytime. It's...
I hugged
the day.
40 years ago, every man in this country was half drunk by sundown. It was a gracious, golden time. And I want it back. Revolution starts here.
This is melting my eyeballs.
Yeah, that's how you know it's working.
Always over-promising and under-delivering. The Brad Westmar Show.
Now, and welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Jared, it's okay, Jared. Go ahead, finish up. Go ahead. We'll just go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, no problem. No problem. That didn't work good.
You want to say IF up, thanks.
You can't. Can I call you back? You can't pot him down. Let's listen in.
Okay, just give me a little bit. I got to finish something up, okay? I'll call you back in like 10 or 15 minutes, okay? Okay, I love you.
Good dad.
Bye-bye. I love you too.
Okay, sorry about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Afkar. Yay! Loves his daughter. Here you go. Good job. Good to have you here. Sorry that...
You actually put that on the air?
No, well, we didn't have a choice, actually. Did we really have much of a choice?
Thanks for the warning. No, I'll call from this time to this time.
Yeah, didn't I say between 7 and 7:30 Eastern?
Oh, yeah, and I'm just going to block out a whole half hour just to kind of be at your beck and call.
Oh, my God. Such attitude.
What are you? What are you? What's this rock star treatment you're expecting?
What do you mean? What do you
Can't
mean?
Can I leave the time zone and... Hold on, let me turn the TV down so you don't hear all this.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I've said before, Afkar is completely out of his element in Cleveland, and we are doing our best. The only reason that we wanted to get him on the horn tonight was to make sure he was alive and also explain to him what happened on the John Follies. And I feel like we have intruded on his life, and he's very aggravated. Jared, is this true?
I'm not aggravated. I got no text or email from you today.
Oh, well, I...
And so I didn't even know, like what was confirmed or what wasn't. It was just kind of like, okay, I guess he's calling.
Let me check my email here, because I do believe that...
You just asked if I was in tomorrow, but that wasn't confirming any time or anything.
It says, so, are we on for tomorrow around 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time? And you responded, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the time that I was hoping you could give me.
Okay, the whole time, but you're... All right, fine.
See,
you got to admit really though, that's not clear. So do I get to hang up right at 7:30 then?
No. I see we have a problem here. See, this is what it's like for Jared. It's a lot easier for Jared when he's in studio. Why am I getting an echo, Batman? Do you like the echo? What is the deal?
God, you're a little high strung.
No, I'm just no.
He says derailed.
Yeah,
in the last
completely derailed.
Minutes.
And thanks to Afkar. No, look.
How could you blame me?
No, I'm not trying to blame you. I'm just saying, you know what it's like when you're in studio. You know that I can't tell you exactly what time we're going to be ready to go to you. You know that.
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
That's all
I'm
saying.
Up or a text saying, hey, we started at X time.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
You're right. You know what? You're right. That is my mistake. I'm sorry that in the middle of the show, I didn't think to text you. I'm sorry.
Or just at the beginning.
Sorry. You're right. You're right. No, you're right. All right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Batman?
I'm sorry about the train, by the way. I'll talk to them about cutting that horn-blowing business out so you can not have that.
Oh, is that a train? That's funny. No, I'll have Batman cut it out in post-production. Don't worry about it. I do have one thing to say because I do feel bad. So I am sorry. Let's move on with the show because, first of all, Jared, we wanted to check in with you and see how things were going for you there in Cleveland.
They're actually going pretty well. I just am ready to go home.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, you're going to go home till what, next Friday? Is that right?
Yeah, Friday or Saturday. I'm still not sure. I've got so much. I've got 5 weeks worth of crap to pick up, and I have a test to take on Friday, so I don't know if I'm going to have time to take the test and then come back here.
Yeah, we don't care about your schedule. But no, I'm just kidding.
No, obviously not.
I'm kidding. No, what I really want to hear about is whether you've had time to bike ride. That's what I really want. I'm serious. I do want to know.
Well, I did get my butt back, and forgive me if I don't remember sharing the tale of woe and that, you know, I had to get to a shop to get it repaired because a piece bounced out on the way up here.
Yeah.
So I didn't have it for like a week and a half. And then I went out and I've done a load of riding and had a couple small misfortunes along the way, but otherwise what? Okay.
Misfortunes?
Well, yeah, I went out. I'll tell the one story real quick here.
Okay.
Just give me the finger if I'm going too slow.
Don't you worry. But, okay.
I went out Sunday and there's just this road that runs around Lake Erie. It's kind of perfect, and I've just hit that and kind of rode out. Not heavy traffic, and so I'm going out and I notice there's a bike ride or bike race going on the opposite side of the street.
Okay.
And I think, okay, I'm just going to ride really far so that they'll be done by the time I get back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't look like it was a huge course, and I'm thinking, okay, so I'll ride out for about half an hour, 45 minutes, and then turn around. So I do, but it's all still set up, and it's like enough of a deal. They have cops directing traffic, and you know, people with signs cheering people, and so there's no alternative. I have to at least ride through part of this. I do. I go through the cones and kind of get there. And there are no other bike riders. I mean, there are no other cyclists or whatever you call them. This is how out of it. I just do this casually. And so there I am in my, you know, in just workout clothes riding my non-racing bike. And the cop starts cheering me on as I go by one of those things. And he says, you know, it's hang in there, you can make it, buddy, you're almost done. And then even worse, like people with signs are starting to cheer for me. And I'm like,
yes.
I want so desperately to stop. No, I just have to go this way. But I just want to keep going too, and I'm just kind of laughing to myself. And you know how much I love attention, so I'm somewhat embarrassed by the whole thing too. And realizing that I have to be one of the short bus cyclists toward the end because the race is almost over.
Yeah.
And so they must be thinking I'm like the handicapped guy, like or have some mental defect or the Special Olympics kid, you know, working my way through. And so I reached the point, and the course turns around a street, and I just kept going straight. And I can imagine everyone's bewildered look when, like, wait. And it's like, I'm just going to quietly go the way I'm supposed
Forrest, you're going the wrong way.
You did nothing to dispel their, yep.
Yeah.
Nothing to dispel their thoughts that you were the Special Olympic rider.
Yeah.
That's so funny, man. That is awesome. So funny. But hey, you got a good ride in, and that's all that matters. I guess.
Oh, it was great to get out. I've been cooped so long without the bike, but it was. And this is why I ride at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
I have sort of encounter.
But hey, on the bright side, I mean, without your wife being there with you, you had some positive reinforcement from some other people for a change. So that was
It was hard not to get a little excited about it, and I'd be lying if I didn't pick up my pace a little bit. Whether that was encouragement or embarrassment,
that's great.
I can't say.
That's funny. Well, look, I know there was something else I wanted to ask you, but we don't have a lot of time, so I want to get to the John Follies real quick. Now, let me do a quick review because we got to wrap this thing up. I know people are jonesing, and people are kind of mad that I haven't gone further with this on the air. Now, Jared, last week on the show, we did the Piecemeal Show, and you and I spoke from separate hotel rooms. It turned out to be kind of messy and warbly because of the Wi-Fi, but you know, you and I had a discussion, and I taped that particular section. Now, you might recall that I sent you a text shortly after that. They mentioned that I had made a mistake and it screwed something up. Well, I did. And I clarify with you that, no, I still have it. Don't worry. We still have the segment. I didn't screw it up that bad. I just had some problems. But what I didn't tell you at that time, or I guess I did tell you, was that I accidentally had sent that text I sent you to John. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, it was just stupidity.
That is great.
Yeah. And so here I am. You know, I think the guy has told me, don't worry about it anymore. I don't need help anymore. And I'm thinking, good, because I don't want to deal with you anymore. And here I have lit the fire again. I just know that he's going to, you know, contact me when he gets this text message that makes no sense to him. And sure enough, he did. And apparently John was not, we must have been working the phones pretty hard for help because, you know, you'd think that if he had been calling me, as many times he'd been calling me and texting me, he would have had my name in his phone book, in his cell phone, but no. Instead, when he got my weird text from me, he says, "Who is this?" So he had no idea that it was even me, okay? So,
oh, you should have milked that, man.
Well, I should have, but I figured he was going to figure it out eventually. So I didn't answer that. Number one, I was too drunk to hit the keys on my phone. No, I wasn't. I'm just kidding. But I said, again, I went with the no response, okay? So then the next day, he sends me a text, and he must have figured out that it was me, okay? And he said, what I need help with This is it. You ready for this? Drum roll, okay? This is what he said. He figured out that it was me, and I wasn't taking his calls, and I wasn't answering his voicemails. He says, what I need help with is my rent.
What?
Yes. John was calling me after more than 20 years of not having any contact with me, wanting me to help him with his rent. Then I didn't respond for 5 hours, and he sends me another text that says, just need help with 200. Yes.
So this wasn't even a business deal. This was just flat out begging
for money. Now, I have some thoughts about it, and I know Matt does too, and I think Batman's on the same page. We don't think the money was for rent. We think it may have been for some other, you know.
When you say rent, too, you got to make air quotes.
Yes. Rent. He needed the money for something else, if you know what I'm saying.
You got a lot of meth addicts up there?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, the kid was a clean-cut kid back in school. He never did anything wrong to my knowledge, but a lot can happen in over 20 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So I sent him a text to wrap things up. He has not responded since in 2 weeks. I said, text from me last night was a mistake. My apologies. I can't help you with your rent, quote John. I'm rarely available to speak on phone, but if you want, email me, because I didn't want to talk to him, you know. If you want to, email me more about your situation, and I will respond. And I gave him one of my 14 email addresses or whatever to send me an email. I've not heard a word since.
Well, nor will you.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say, you probably could save a buttload of money if you didn't spend so much of it sending a million texts out, maybe.
It's probably true. It's probably true. Hey, I got to admit, it's kind of a letdown because we thought he was going to give us a sales pitch. But at the same time, as desperate as he was for money, for rent, it can't be for rent. What's probably happened is he's got an addiction and people cut him off. So he has to go down the line of anybody he can find to try to get money from him. I mean, that's kind of my guess. I mean,
well, let's think. I mean, what kind of problems could it be? I mean, there's obvious drugs, right? There's,
yeah.
There's it could be gambling. I don't know if you have yourself some Indian casinos up there.
True. Not. Yep. Could be. Yep.
Yep. I know someone wants his scalp for welching out of debt. Or,
yep. Yep.
It could be alcoholism.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if you were a good beggar, I mean, at least the hobos in Kansas City get up their butts and don't text you for cash without their husband.
This is very true. And as far as we know, he may be doing that in Sioux City right now. I really don't know, you know. But
how many of them have cell phones? I mean, that's just such a ridiculous nature of it, you know. What do you want? Anybody has, like, an iPad and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the message is followed with, like, sent from my iPhone.
Yeah. Like mine? Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Look, I hate to cut this off, but we've only got about 20 seconds left. Jared, I do appreciate you joining me and us, I should say, and I'm sorry that we didn't connect well, but I promise you that I will get
That's
better.
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you,
That's
pal.
That's fine. It's cool.
Okay. And yeah. Magic Matt Lauer, we love you too, pal.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again very soon. And by the way, next week's show is going to be...
Oh!
What happened? Is the song over?
Cruise about.
Oh, next week's show is going to be a best of for those of you that have missed some of our stuff. Thank you for joining us. I am Brad Westmar saying good night.